July 18th, the servant of God, Cecilia Joannelli Castelli, housewife, third order. Cecilia was born at Gandino in Lombardy. She belonged to the renowned family of the Castelli, who were no less eminent for virtue than for noble birth. One of her sisters was the mother of blessed Pope Innocent XI, and one of her nieces, the servant of God, Cecilia, was christened with her name. Even as a child, Cecilia evinced a most extraordinary fear of God. If she saw other children doing anything wrong, or if she heard a bad word, she would entreat them, "Do not do that. Do not say that. It is a sin." At that early age, she had such filial devotion to the Mother of God that she edified everybody. Three times every day, she knelt down before an image of Our Lady at home and said three Ave Marias. After the child received her first religious instruction, she began to look at everything in the light of faith. She honored Christ our Lord in her father and Mary in her mother. And as she advanced in age and intelligence, she strove as much the more to live like a child of the Holy Family. Cecilia had no use for vain attire and the noisy amusements of the world. Before great feasts, she would fast for 40 hours on bread and water. She took pleasure in reading religious books, and girl companions liked to come and hear her read from them. From her friends, Cecilia once got a number of secular books, and reading of which might easily have changed the course of her life. But just as at that time several misfortunes occurred in the family, and she soon realized how little comfort and support could be drawn from books of the kind, so she laid them aside and never picked them up again. On the other hand, Cecilia set down in writing those virtues which she would henceforth endeavor to practice: deep humility, a contempt for the vanities of the world, denial of her own will, loving interest of her neighbor, persevering patience and union with our suffering Savior. It was not surprising that when a new convent for young women was established at Gandino, Cecilia desired very much to enter it. She mentioned her desire to no one, but for the time being prayed much and fervently to know her vocation. Often she pleaded before a crucifix, "Lord, I desire only to do thy will. Let me recognize thy holy will." With this intention in mind, she also practiced severe acts of penance. Just at this time, a young nobleman asked for Cecilia's hand in marriage, and since her parents desired that she give her consent, she believed that she could recognize God's will in the matter. In matrimony, she found numerous opportunities to practice the virtues she had resolved to attain. As both her parents-in-law were still living, she decided from the first that she would not give orders but obey. She was indeed an obedient daughter to her mother-in-law and a great help in the household. She tolerated no indecent conversation among the servants, nor gossip about others. She herself gladly assisted the servants whenever she could make their work easier for them, and continued to do so even after her mother-in-law's death. She also knew how to deal with her husband's older brothers, who lived with them, in order to keep peace with them. Her father-in-law suffered for 6 months from serious infirmities, but he often remarked that he could easily bear everything because Cecilia nursed him so tenderly and provided so well for his comfort. After the death of her father-in-law, Cecilia herself was attacked by a severe illness, which she bore with cheerful resignation. But from now on, she was more earnestly minded than ever to withdraw from the world. With the consent of her husband, she entered the Third Order of St. Francis, and from then on, she made her dress and table as simple as that of a religious. She was, however, so much the more generous to the poor. She reared her children in the fear of God. Often each day she recommended them to God in prayer and placed them under the special protection of Mary. particularly her sons when they were obliged to go out into the world. Her daughters were reared in a manner befitting their distinguished rank, but they got no instruction in the vanities of the world. On the contrary, they beheld in their mother a brilliant example of Christian perfection. As the years passed, Cecilia lived more and more austerely. When her eldest brother on one occasion asked her to spare herself somewhat, since she was leading a far severer life in the management of her large house than a secluded religious, the mother answered, "I am doing nothing out of the ordinary. I ought to do much more for my God, who did so much for me." Almighty God acceded to her desire for suffering by sending her grievous ailments. Cecilia thanked him for these and never wished for relief. Often she prayed like Saint Teresa, "O Lord, let me suffer or die." She died while embracing the crucifix and pronouncing the sweet names of Jesus and Mary, June 20th, 1641. In the 58th year of her life, pieces of her clothing were preserved like the relics of a saint, and several sick persons were miraculously helped by their use. Emperor Ferdinand III wrote to her husband, expressing his condolence, at the same time praising the virtues of the deceased. Her husband himself wrote in a letter, "I can certify on oath that in the 30 years we lived together, she never said an impatient or angry word to me." On the Christian Housewife. Holy Scripture says of a virtuous woman, "Her husband praised her." Proverbs 31:28. If a husband could give the praise which Cecilia received from her husband, she must have been a very virtuous woman, the true model of a Christian housewife. Note whence she obtained the grace and strength to be such a model in her position. It was granted to Cecilia because from the very beginning her married life, from the very beginning of her married life, she wished for nothing but to do God's will. Not the dictates of sensual nature, not the wish to govern as a mistress, but only the knowledge that God had called her, guided her to enter the married state. She was given as a reward to her good husband. A good wife is a good portion. She shall be given in the portion of those who fear God to a man for his good deeds. Ecclesiastes 26:3. In the example of Cecilia, consider the main virtues which a Christian housewife should practice. They are humility, contempt for the world, self-denial, patience. These virtues help her preserve peace in her house and peace in her heart. If a man's strength shows itself in his work, a woman's must appear in patient endurance. It is this strength to which the wise man refers when he asks, "Who shall find a valiant woman?" Proverbs 31:10. She is seldom found because such strength proceeds from genuine piety and a true fear of God as practiced by Cecilia. Too often it is believed that fear of God and piety are necessary only for women who wish to enter a convent, whereas at times they are more necessary for a good housewife. The woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. Proverbs 31:30. In the saintly life of Cecilia, consider what a blessing a truly God-fearing woman is to her house. She is the support of her husband. The heart of her husband trusts in her. Proverbs 31:11. And a comfort to aged parents. She is a model for her daughters and a guiding spirit for her sons, whom she assists by her constant prayer wherever they may be in the world. She is the guardian of her servants, whom she restrains from evil, and the augmenter of their comfort, since she herself takes the lead in the work, and her prudent spirit watches over them all. May God in his goodness provide such a housewife for every Christian home. Prayer of the Church. O God, the strength of those who hope in Thee, graciously hear our prayers, and since human frailty can do nothing without Thee, grant us the help of Thy grace, that in fulfilling Thy commandments we may please Thee both in will and in deed. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.